With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. USDA Research Engineers Mark Williams discusses some of the studies that he's conducting on reducing nutrient runoff, work that led to his nomination for a Samuel J. Heyman Service to America Medal.
One of the things we've been looking at is the way fertilizers are applied to fields. So whether they are just broadcast on the soil surface, whether they're incorporated into the soil with tillage, or whether they're injected into the soil in some way. So one of the practical things we're looking at is how does nutrient loss differ between those different ways of applying fertilizer? What we're finding is that if you're broadcasting the fertilizer on the soil surface, that can lead to much greater nutrient loss versus if it's incorporated into the soil or injected. That's something that's very broadly applicable to a lot of agricultural acres, is that if we could get the fertilizers in contact with the soil better, then there's a much less risk of loss following application. So that's one method where it's kind of some low-hanging fruit where we could make a large difference in reducing nutrient loss on a lot of agricultural land just by doing some of those easier to implement kinds of practices.
And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
Steffes Group is conducting the DNB Energy Services Incorporated Retirement Auction in Watford City, North Dakota. Bidding for this timed online auction closes Tuesday, June 7th at 10 a.m. A lineup of equipment includes trucks with platinum overhauls, rebuilt transmissions and rear ends, trailers with fresh line tanks, and good tires. DNB always keeps their fleet in top running condition. Go to steffesgroup.com for details. That is steffesgroup.com.
Agricultural credit conditions improved in the first quarter of 2022, and farm real estate values continued to increase alongside strength in the American farm economy. The sharp growth in land values persisted despite a slight increase in farm loan interest rates. Farm loan repayment rates continued to increase, and credit conditions remained strong. However, many district lenders expect conditions to soften in the coming months alongside the pressure on profit margins from higher input costs and harsh drought conditions in parts of rural America. Farm real estate markets also remain strong, but smaller profit margins or higher interest rates could limit gains in land value in the year ahead. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.